Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. This past Sunday, we continued our series, Too Good to Be True, where we've been looking at things that Jesus has promised to us that when you look at it at face value, it almost seems that it's too good to be true, but we've been reminded through the series that Jesus keeps his promises. And so this past Sunday, we looked at the truth that God has promised to love us through his son, Jesus. And I want you to begin with me by asking yourself a question. And the question I want you to think about for a moment is, who loves you? And some of you have small children and you're thinking, like, I'm thinking about my two-year-old son, and I know that he loves me because he's two and I'm his dad and that's just what he does. But maybe think about another adult that you know. Maybe it's a spouse, maybe it's a sibling, maybe it's your parents, or a friend, and I want you to think for a moment about who's on that list of people that if I were to ask you who loves you, you begin to think about names and you begin to think about faces. And related to that, I want to ask you a follow-up question, and the follow-up question is, how do you know? Right? Like, so maybe you thought of someone, and maybe it's your spouse or your friend or your parent or your sibling, and you thought of that person and you thought, you know what, this person, they love me. And so somehow you made a determination that this person is on that short list of people who you would say, yes, I am confident that this person loves me. How do you know? How do you know who loves you? And I want to point out two things to you, and I don't mean this list to be exhaustive, but I think part of what's happening in your head and in your heart when you're answering the question, who loves you, and how you're generating that list of names and faces are really two things. It's that love has benefits and love has restrictions. And maybe a different way we could see that, you know, say that is with love having benefits. When someone loves you, you feel it. Like, there are benefits to being loved by someone else, but it's also true that love has restrictions. And what I mean by that is you see it, right? And so let's say for me, I think about my wife. If you were to ask me, Adam, who's someone who you would say who loves you? One of the people that I would say is my wife. My wife loves me. And if you were to say, well, how do you know? I would say, well, first, I feel it. Like, I feel her love towards me, but I also see it. And the way that I see it is she voluntarily restricts her freedom. She voluntarily restricts herself to demonstrate love to me. Love, you feel it, and love, you see it. And this past week, we looked at the Gospel of John in 14, and Jesus says multiple times in that text, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And he says later on in the text that whoever has my commandments and keeps them and loves me, that person will be loved by Jesus and by the Father. And the one thing I want you to think about today is, if you love Jesus, he loved you first. If you love Jesus, if you're the kind of person who could today say, yes, I love Jesus, I trust Jesus, I see in his word that includes obeying him, and I'm striving to keep with repentance and to obey my King and my Lord and my Savior, Jesus, that's awesome. And I'm so glad that that is you. I want to remind you that if you love Jesus, he loved you first. And principally, I want to remind you that God the Father looked at all of us dead in our sin, and he loved us so much that he sent his one and only Son. And Jesus the Christ is the unique Son of the Most High God. Jesus is the Son of God. And if you love him, he loved you first. He loved you so very much that before you and I were ever born, before our parents were born, before our grandparents were born, Jesus Christ looked across time, and in his love for you, he gladly laid down his life and suffered an excruciating death on the cross. He suffered the wrath of God against our sins so that he might redeem us, so that we might be forgiven and loved forever by him. And that is something that you and I can exult in, can celebrate, and ultimately praise and thank God for. Because at the end of the day, if you love Jesus, he loved you first. And so let's take a moment and pray, and let's praise God that for all of us who love Jesus, we know that he loved us first, and he demonstrated that love for us in his death and in his resurrection. Father in heaven, we do praise you and thank you for the privilege of receiving your love and the privilege of loving you in return. And Father, we acknowledge to you that for all of us who love Jesus, he loved us first. And he loved us so much that he was willing to lay down his life and die a death in our place on the cross. And so, Father, please help us to obey your son, Jesus, as he commands us to do. But Father, also remind us that we already have all of your love in your beloved son, Jesus the Christ, and he loved us first. So, Father, please help us to love you well. We pray all of these things in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. Well, we want to give you a few moments now to pray on your own and certainly hope that you have a great day. God bless.
Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have an awesome day. God bless.